Welcome back to the Jazz Hip Hop Synthesis. Glad to have you. This week's drummer has a very impressive career, with lots of different interesting projects, collaborations, and even a cookbook, which we will not further elaborate on. But where better to begin than with his roots?
Bass check 1 2. Keys check 1 2. Drums check 1 2. It's the roots.
The legendary hip-hop, neo-soul and jazz group was founded by Black Thought and Questlove, the drummer of today's episode, after they met in high school. The group slowly grew in size and popularity. The latter is described as a blessing by Questlove. Instead of blowing up overnight, they slowly grew and that led to a steady success. The group originally started as a hip-hop effort, and when they started to insert more jazz elements, this wasn't always appreciated by their hip-hop fans. Luckily, other types of fans did appreciate it. Such as more alternative rock fans, how odd that might sound also to me, but mainly because of their live efforts. After small hits and successes, the album Things Fall Apart came out. Questlove definitely shows less jazz elements and is playing with the roots than some examples from previous episodes, but in the next song you will hear the jazz elements translated by different instruments. Questlove is the backbone, the beat, the groove. This explains why his playing is closer to hip-hop, because the groove is often the part that people love about hip-hop. It's where it originated from. The next song, Ain't Saying Nothing New, includes a very low bass and a loose and jazzy guitar that switches to a more funky riff once in a while. These two instruments sound like a jazz sample that was used in a hip-hop track. Ghetto related, but this shit the whole world awaited. Y'all Dorito head cast and gap get stagnated. Black thought the Dundee most war veteran. Crown ruler, sole controller of this lyrical land. Spliff wizard kid, who is a fifth dinosaur ghetto. Beat detonator, apex my level next. My complex patterns of speech is like sex. I master the art, I'm making you snap the necks. Questlove was often involved in the composing of these songs, so that's where you can kind of see that he has a jazz background as well. Okay, let's do another track from this album, Act 2, The Love of My Life, with the rapper Common, which we also talked about earlier in previous episodes. Again, Questlove provides the groove and the feel for the song, while often stepping back for a second and leaving space, like we also discussed. Questlove does play a lot of ghost notes and soft snare drums in this track, sometimes even sounding like a brush, which is typically used in jazz music. The intro is quite instrumental and dreamy, and you slowly get into the groove, and at the same time this jazzy piano comes in and the track takes off. Finish off this album with the outro of You Got Me, my favorite one of the bunch. Questlove plays a brilliant piece of breakbeat, which comes from old school funk and R&B. It was especially used in the breaks that were sampled and then sped up by hip hop artists. Let's listen. Continue to make many more records, a ton of them, where they incorporate many more genres, styles, and features and collaborations. But for now, let's see what else Questlove apparently found the time for. Questlove was involved with other hip hop acts, playing, producing, and composing for acts such as Slum Village, Common, and Guru, which brings us to Jazzmatazz Volume 3, Street Soul.
Yeah, Guru. The Roots, yeah, come on y'all, lift your fist.
Guru was a pioneer in the crossover of jazz and hip-hop, and seeing as he released more than three Jazzmatazz albums, it apparently worked quite well. Guru often has guest artists on his album, so The Roots couldn't miss out on this, of course. On the song that you just heard the intro of, Questlove not only plays drums, but can also take credit for producing. The year in which this album came out was a busy year, and that's probably quite an understatement, for Questlove at least. Just listen to what he worked on in the year 2000 alone. Jazzmatazz Volume 3 by Guru, Like Water for Chocolate by Common, Mama's Gun by Erykah Badu, Soul Sister by Below, Who is Jill Scott, Words and Sounds Volume 1 by Jill Scott, and finally Voodoo by D'Angelo. I think that it's safe to say that there was a productive and successful year as well. Most drummers can be satisfied by working on this amount of successful and even legendary albums in their whole career, but this was just 2000 for Questlove. The album Like Water for Chocolate by Common is full with guest artists. Kareem Riggins is part of this as well, next to Jill Scott, Macy Gray, Slum Village, Roy Hargrove, and many, many more. Questlove introduced Common to D'Angelo, who is also featured on this album. D'Angelo was recording the album in the Electric Lady Studios, originally founded by Prince himself. But since he preferred to record late in the evening, Common could record during the day. This also resulted in Questlove and many more musicians appearing on both albums. They were already there, so they just checked each other out. Bilal, Nicky Costa, and Erykah Badu were also recording there, but in different studios, which also explains why Questlove appears on so much projects that year. They would often just chill in the studio with each other and play music. Voodoo came out 2 months before Common's album, and they actually kind of traded some songs. Chicken Grease was supposed to be on Common's album, but Questlove told the story that when D'Angelo heard Chicken Grease, he liked it so much that he begged Questlove to have it for his album. So Chicken Grease was traded with Ghetto Haven Part 2 that was supposed to come out on Voodoo. So let's listen to that version by Common. Find heaven in this music and God, y'all. The last version is with D'Angelo, which was the original, but was later changed to the version with Macy Gray. Let's move on to Voodoo, one of my favorite albums of all time. Let's listen to a fragment where Questlove explains how working with D'Angelo was and how he had to change his way of playing.
You know, by the time that D'Angelo and I started the Voodoo record, which was like mid-96, that was the hardest thing ever, because he constantly, like, he wanted me to drag the beat, but then he dragged the beat behind me. And so now I got to program my mind to think, okay, this is the metronome. And now he wants me to play.
Let's listen to Questlove actually playing on the album and see if we can recognize some of the stuff that he just told us. This is Playa Playa with Questlove by D'Angelo. All this music is from around the time that the collective The Soulquarians was active. This experimental neo-soul black music project involved most of the previous named artists of this episode, such as D'Angelo, Erykah Badu, Roy Hargrove, Bilal, Common, J Dilla, and quite frankly too many to name. Maybe that's not true. This group always sounds so mystical to me. All these legendary musicians just playing around, having fun in the studio, being there for days. And it kind of makes you wish that there were more phones around actually that could record that, because I would love to have seen that. Eventually, the group broke up after having multiple gold and platinum records and even winning a Grammy. Questlove continued to make tons of other albums, still collaborating with some of the Soulquarians, but it's too much to get into. That's why I want to focus on one more album, Black Messiah by D'Angelo. Both Questlove and Chris Dave appear in this album on the drums, although Questlove also was more involved in the production. This album is different in many ways to the previous D'Angelo projects. There's more live instrumentation, it's rough instead of the sweet, smooth R&B that he started with and that we know from the previous examples. Also, the topics are more political and the whole album feels more like a part of the movement than just an album. Questlove plays the drums on the Charade and Another Life. The drumming on this record shows how diverse Questlove's playing actually is. Some people think that Questlove is just a drummer that was lucky, a right place, right time drummer. I get this, because I kind of felt like that as well, but because his drumming doesn't always grab your attention. He doesn't do crazy solos or many heavy breaks for the sake of it. And yeah, I never had this connection with him until quite recently, actually. I think this actually makes him a good drummer. He's been on way more albums than we discussed, and every time he pulls it off, he can play with everyone, everywhere, and everything. He always plays whatever the album or the song needs. He is always on time, and I don't mean in the studio because I don't know, but on the song, in the rhythm, he's always in the groove. He can adapt, like the D'Angelo example about playing behind the beat. That shows that he is willing to adapt as well. He's more than just a good drummer with chops. It's no accident that he has been on so many great albums. He's an innovator, a leader. He brings people together and make things happen. And again, with this album, he adapts and he plays to support and improve the songs instead of showing his skills. The next song, The Charade, feels like a completely different style of music than what we just heard. Like I said, it's rough, it's pure, which you will also hear in Questlove drums. End this episode with the ending of the last song of Black Messiah, Another Life. A song that reminds us of voodoo. It makes sense, the song originated out of a jam, like often was the case for songs on voodoo as well. The song was conceived in one evening, with one more take the next day. I think this is a nice way to end the episode, since this fits Questlove too. If we look at the beginning of his career, where he made hip-hop with the roots in a way that made it flourish live, this comes together. Of course, this was not the ending of Questlove's career, but for now it feels like the ending of the Soulquarians, at least. Let's hope for more to come.